producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Jennifer Horn and Rich McFadden, Kenny Kessler. And when you ask, is there a doctor in the house, my answer is usually yes. And this hour, it's Dr. Ken Kronhaus with his update on the medical news in the journals that affects you this week. That coming up after we discuss the NASA selection process. Story at DougSteffen.com today about NASA recruiting astronauts. They're prepping for the trip to Mars. They told astronaut wannabes yesterday that they're going to accept applications for their next class of spacewalkers. This is the first time NASA has put up a now hiring sign since it suspended the shuttle program in 2011. Thanks to the Obama administration and their brilliant thinking about the future. NASA says the new push to hire is preparation for a journey to the planet Mars.
Bum, bum, bum.
Far out, man.
Really?
Yes, really, really? Richie. Really.
Right. Why do you seem shocked?
So, like, Bob walks off the street and says, I'd like to fill out an application. Yeah. I just filled one out down the street at Wendy's, and I'm waiting for them.
Yeah. So the GSA wouldn't take me.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. Exactly.
NASA. Yeah, but Bob would have to have a degree in engineering.
Yes, he would.
Right. And, hours of pilot time.
Right.
Right. So I thought that most astronauts came from within the military.
Usually, well, like when Jay Honeycutt was the pilots. Director of that, Jay Honeycutt, who became a great friend of mine when he ran the shuttle system, and then he ran Cape Kennedy for 4 years. His first job, because he had an HR background, was he was hired by NASA to find good candidates for the shuttle program and for the program. He actually hired, I think he went back as far as John Glenn. He would go into, they researched Air Force, Navy, and Marine pilots. That's where they always went. And they found the ones that were outstanding in various fields, and they would interview them to find out what their psychological makeup was. It was quite a process, but it was kind of grabbing. They're doing like, so many other people who start and do that. They didn't know really what they were looking for. They just kind of grabbed their butts and said, okay, we'll try these guys. And they went through a lot of people and sorted out, sifted through hundreds of applications and people in the program before they found the ones that were really, really, really sharp, like Alan Shepard. The luck, or I don't know if it's luck, but the perception, excuse me, at the beginning was, wow, are we fortunate to have all these people? Well, you don't know how many people they sifted through before they actually got to these people that were the eventual pilots of these tin cans that they put out in space. Can you imagine the psychological profile of somebody who agrees to go up in something like the three who went to the moon the first time?
Yeah.
When you learn what a piece of garbage that thing was and how poorly it was crafted.
A piece of garbage. Just
it was. It was a tin can.
Tin can.
It was an incredibly well-designed tin can.
Well,
it worked.
When you think about it, it did work, but when you think about the fact that they didn't have as much power computer-wise in that thing as we have in our smartphones today,
would you
and
have
they
gone
figured
up
out how to go around the moon and come back again.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like
would you have gone up?
Would I have?
Yeah, somebody said, hey, you want to join us out in the back?
I think I would have waited a little bit.
I mean, all those guys were test pilots. And
yeah, they were.
They were on death trips anyway. Yeah. I mean, they did. They realized that someday I'm going to eat it.
Mm.
But they didn't. They lived.
Well, most of them didn't. Anyway.
So Ken was right. Okay, so you need a bachelor's degree in engineering, biological or physical science or mathematics,
yep.
plus 3 years professional experience or 1,000 hours of pilot time.
Yep.
But the other qualification, you cannot be over 6'4" tall.
Too big.
Yeah, too tall.
Yep.
Sorry, tall space geeks.
So, time for you to...
Good news, Dougie. You'll be fine.
Yeah, you're good.
You're in. Maybe a little outside of the age parameter. Only because of today, though. Update your LinkedIn, your file on LinkedIn to show loves long walks in space. This would be a very interesting and very credible thing. All right, so as long as we're going through some of the material, it's at DougStephan.com today. Netflix in the focus as well. There's a new 5-minute video for youngsters who refuse to go to bed. Now, I don't understand how it works in your house. When I was told to go to bed, or when I sent my children to bed, they went to bed. But there's so much stimulation today that Netflix has come up with an idea to assuage bedtime protests with a series of 5-minute videos. They start today, 3 episodes of Dino Trucks. What is Dino Trucks?
This is so bad. This is when
we start
negotiating with our kids.
Right.
This is like bad. So the idea behind these Netflix things is your kids whining, won't go to bed, wants to watch TV. You say, okay, well, we'll put this on, and then after it's over, you have to go to bed. So it's all negotiation. What happened to just go to sleep, Brad?
So our poll today, how often do your children, or did your children, try to negotiate with you about bedtime? A, almost every night. B, couple times a week. C, couple times a month. D, only once in a while. E, they only tried that once with me. F, my children always go to bed or went to bed when they were told. Da 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 da. So we'll make fun of you tomorrow after you fill in the various blanks. Just pick one in the poll. Many of you, thousands of you every day take the poll like you did yesterday. Let's see here. We were looking for an admission of those of you who voted. Did you vote yesterday? 40% of you said, yep, you always do. 40% said, no, there was nothing to vote on where I lived. 10% said, I meant to, but I forgot. Wow. 10% said, no, I don't even know what we were voting on. There you go. There's the astute voter. We always like to have many people in our country. Like, just inform yourself. This is your job. As a citizen, you have an obligation to know what's going on in the country and to vote on issues. And the local issues and local voting is the most important, by far more important than voting in national elections, by far. So, all right, having taken care of that and admonishing everybody, in 2 minutes from right now, Dr. Ken Kronos will join us with his medical update this week.
I spend my days helping others. It's rewarding, just not always financially. So I got TIAA CREF. They were founded to help people like me meet our financial goals. They've got so many industry accolades, it's unreal. I like taking care of people. Sometimes that even includes myself.
Intelligent investing for the long term. Just what you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAAA CREF, Individual Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an actor portrayal. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I really need to ship something.
Staples has UPS in-store and all the packing and shipping supplies you need.
Great, but today's Sunday.
At Staples, you can ship 7 days a week.
Even Sunday?
Yep.
Saturday?
Mm-hmm.
Flag Day?
Yep.
International Fanny Pack Day?
Seriously.
March 12th. Look it up.
Right now, get up to 5% cash back in Staples Rewards. Pack more, save more. Staples, make more happen. 5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchase made at third-party sites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, and coupons. See staples.com for details.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Sam's Club members get a savings book with over $5,500 in exclusive offers. Get set for the season with instant savings on kitchen favorites, like $3.50 off Chinette paper plates, $6 off Green Mountain Coffee K-Cups, and $3.30 off Reynolds Wrap Foil. Stop into Sam's Club or visit us online and get more for less this holiday with November instant savings. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Time now for a visit from Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who is brought to you by the folks who make Super Beats, and Neo 40 will tell you a good story about problems in your arteries and how to fix them. Dr. Ken is a noted cardiologist, so he has lots of credibility in that area. He and I do a weekend program called Good Day Health, which you can access live 7 to 9 East Coast time on Saturday. It airs on a lot of stations different times over the weekend. You can call us at 888-55-DRKEN with your medical questions, or send email along to Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com, or to me, Doug, at dougstefan.com. A very popular program because we administer so much information about things going on. For example, the children of stressed parents who may be, according to this study, headed toward being bigger than they need to be, Ken.
It's the old cliche, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. But this comes out this week. It's going to be presented at the Obesity Society annual meeting, Doug. This study is one of the first to identify parental pressure as a risk factor for weight gain. Children are more likely to be obese if their parents have high levels of stress. So behavioral counseling for parents might be a way to prevent and treat childhood obesity. So get your parents nice and relaxed, and you won't be overweight.
All right, there's a study out this week that links soda pop, or whatever you want to call it, soda tonic, to heart failure. You're a cardiologist. What do you make of this?
This continuing saga. This is out of the British Medical Journal this week. Doug, the latest in a long line of studies showing the potential for sweetened beverages such as soda to have a significantly poor effect on health suggests daily consumption of soft drinks increases the risk of developing heart failure. This large study of Swedish men found drinking two or more sweetened beverages per day increases the risk for heart failure, a chronic condition characterized by the heart's inability to properly pump blood. So you may want to look for something else to drink and just minimize the soda.
Is the news media overcooking the E. coli situation? Chipotle, we always are trying to distinguish between E. coli and salmonella, listeria, those sorts of things.
I think this is real. The number of E. coli food poisoning cases linked to Chipotle restaurants in the Northwest continues to rise, Doug, with 29 cases in Washington and 10 cases in Oregon. They've identified this toxin called E. coli O26. It's a strain that produces a Shiga toxin, and this can cause serious illness. The health officials suspect fresh produce is the culprit, but test results of food from the restaurant sites and the supply chain are pending. We still don't know the answer to this mystery.
Well, it's one of those things. I'm going to bet it comes from some big farm somewhere, but I probably shouldn't speculate because all the facts aren't in yet. I'll know that one thing that I do have the facts on, and that is that if you have problems in your arteries, it usually starts earlier than you think. In your 20s, you feel fine. Your 30s, yeah, everything's great. By the time you're in your 40s, there's a dysfunction going on in many people's arteries, and the blood pressure goes up. That's where Super Beats comes in, Ken.
If you want to be healthy, Doug, you need to know your nitric oxide level. I'm getting all my patients urging them to check it. Many doctors don't yet talk about this because the discovery was only made in 1988, and then the Nobel Prize for all this information was given out in 1998. Many were out of school. Those who were still being educated about this, we didn't have an easy way to measure this. And now there's an easy saliva test developed by a physiologist from Baylor University. Easily with a saliva test, Doug will tell you how to get it. You need these dietary nitrates and Super Beats. They can increase your nitric oxide level. Your body from head to toe will work better. Your blood pressure will lower. Your immune system will work better. Digestion, your erectile dysfunction might go away. I recommend this highly. Get to know your level for yourself of your nitric oxide.
All right, here's how you get the product, either Neo 40, the capsules that melt in your mouth and become instantly available to enhance your energy, and then Super Beats as well. 800-655-4183. Take advantage of what Ken suggests here. This is an extraordinary opportunity to boost your circulation, relax your arteries, and maintain healthy blood pressure levels. 800-655-4183. Again, 800-655-4183.
owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
For the winners, the CMA Awards were held last night. The 2015 winners list includes Entertainer of the Year Luke Bryan. Jennifer Horn is our expert on country music. His position is solid. Jen, is it?
Yeah, he's solid.
He's solid as
yeah. He is so cute. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, definitely one of my country music boyfriends. And you know what? Aside from that, he puts on a really good show. He is so high energy, and it's not because of a lot of pyrotechnics or anything. I mean, he puts on a great show because he's very high energy.
Is it because he spends most of his time with his back to you?
Yeah, shaking his bun. Yeah.
I did not go there, but yeah.
Let's keep moving. Chris Stapleton seems
no
to have
idea.
Come from nowhere.
Yeah.
Became Male Vocalist of the Year and got New Artist of the Year as well, Album of the Year. This comes from the album Traveler. What are you, well, you don't know anything about Chris.
No, I know that Justin Timberlake was on the awards as a surprise and performed with them.
Yeah. Okay. All right, next up, female.
I was watching video of them pulling the helmet off of a stormtrooper on the CMA Awards last night. Yeah. And William Shatner's underneath.
That's great. He
Brad Shatner was there.
Yeah, Paisley and then Brad Paisley and William Shatner are friends.
Yeah.
Because Shatner was in one of Paisley's videos.
That's so. Really
everywhere.
Yeah.
He's
yeah.
A man. Female Vocalist of the Year Awards at the CMA program last night, Miranda Lambert. Is she getting divorced from...
she is divorced, one? Yeah. She yeah. and Blake divorced. It was final in July.
So now he's hanging around with Gwen Stefani.
That's right.
What a lucky dude that guy is.
Why?
Wow.
Miranda Lambert.
I think they're both very good.
I think she's
very
cuter
good
than Gwen
yeah.
Stefani.
Well, that's tough, man.
All right, so anyway, Miranda Lambert got the award of Female Vocalist last night. Song of the Year is called Girl Crush from Little Big Town.
I wanna drown myself.
This was controversial for a while. Country radio didn't want to play it.
Why?
And because it was about a girl crush.
The girls talking about girls. That's right, man.
Really? Country people don't like these lesbos, right?
Well, I don't know if you can say that as a blanket statement, Dougie.
I think I can.
And that's not what it's about. No, what's it about, actually? It's about
a guy who's... Okay, so, like, your boyfriend leaves you for another girl, and then you become obsessed with why he left you and this girl, and that's the girl crush.
Oh, man. Okay. Let's see, what else have we got here? Vocal Duo of the Year, Florida Georgia Line.
Fun.
Well, they've been around for a couple of years now, haven't they?
Yeah, just a couple. They're still relatively new.
I saw these guys on TV a few months ago, and I thought it was a rock band. They don't come off as a country band.
Country band, I mean, in fact, all of these people that you're talking about do not wear cowboy hats. Every song we play comes from a singer who is not your traditional-looking cowboy.
Music Video of the Year. Maddie and Tay, Girl in a Country Song. What is that?
It's a spoof song, actually, that just took off. These guys were found, I think, maybe on YouTube. Two young girls who got tired of hearing how women were portrayed in country songs by what's called bro country, which are all the boys, like Luke Bryan and Jason Aldean, who talk about the little girl who doesn't say much, but she sits in the pickup truck with her cut-off jean shorts. So this song kind of pokes fun at them.
Good. Let's see, musical event of the year, Keith Urban with Eric Church. Raise Him Up is what this is called. Keith Urban was on with the John Mellencamp as the show got started last night. I didn't see that.
He's skinny. He's married to Nicole Kidman, but very good guitarist. He and Brad Paisley are both extremely talented.
And Musician of the Year award at the CMA event last night went to Mac McAnally. Is that right?
No clue.
McAnally?
Another one. And this is what I listen to. It's not like I'm out of touch.
All right, so you got it. A lot of promotion going on. I'm sure there were a few payoffs around that show last night. The CMA Awards, the winners list, 28 after on Good Day.
Cubism, can it help you lose weight? This is Dr. Chambers on call, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. Nowadays, there's added sugar in almost every processed food we eat. Sometimes it's the second biggest ingredient, meaning there's almost as much sugar in what you're about to eat as what you're about to eat. Here's the thing. The problem with sugar content is that most of us have no way of judging how much is too much. Food labels list sugar in grams. And really, what human among us knows how much sugar is in a gram? Think of it this way. 2.5 grams of sugar is one single sugar cube. I hear you thinking, one little itty bitty sugar cube? No biggie, right? Except when it is. A regular sized soda contains 70 grams of sugar. That's a whopping 28 cubes of sugar. Hello, obesity! DCOC advice, embrace cubism. The next time you read a food label, remember, for every 20 grams of sugar in the food, you're eating 8 sugar cubes. This is Dr. Chambers on Call. Follow me on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
Hi, I'm Rick Ossick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
Being there matters, and your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the Commander-in-Chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Atmospheric aluminum, mercury exposure, estrogen toxins from plastics, microwaves from cell phones and smart meters, and low-quality foods all combine to create conditions for the very high incidence of disease in our society. Now more than ever, we all need to be consuming those foods and herbs that epigenetically signal the cells of our body to produce energy, create proteins, and detoxify. When we properly support our bodies, then even in these toxic times, we can promote and achieve excellent health. One World Way is the first energetically encoded whey protein food derived from Amish pastured cows on the U.S. market. After 3.5 years, we've heard miracles occur for so many people. One World Way has a track record of promoting detoxification, improvement in elimination, and improvements in energy, skin quality, and elimination of inflammation. One World Way is formulated to mirror the macronutrient ratios found in mother's milk. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Of the week. I'm Doug Steffen, along with the Good Day Gang. Jennifer Horn is here.
Hello,
and thank you for that. And Fish McFadden's here. Hooray! Kenny Kessler is here. What is that?
What's what, sir?
Was that the rest of the Good Day song? I haven't heard that.
It's your birthday, Dougie.
That's a birthday song?
No, it's not the birthday.
What is that? Huh.
Okay, it's for so. Brian.
Let's keep going here.
Put another cake on your birthday cake. There we go.
Come on. I decided this year I don't want to make a big deal.
I do. Happy birthday!
Remember the 5th of November, gunpowder, treason, and plot. I see no reason why gunpowder treason should ever be forgot. Guy Fawkes, 'twas his intent to blow up the Houses of Parliament with 70 barrels of powder below, poor old England to overthrow. But by God's providence he was catched with darkened lantern and slow-burning match. The story of Guy Fawkes Day, which happened on this date in 1605. This
horrible
guy,
grammar there.
Remember?
I can't believe you read that.
I know. Well, I tried to correct it as I went along, Richie. This was a protest from a lot of British people, and Fawkes was the face of it, to return England to the Catholic faith. The Jesuits had been sent into exile. The beginning, Richie, of the Episcopalian movement
really
was on this date in 1605. That's where the Catholic Church sort of melted into the groove of the British or the English, the Church of England, which is basically the Episcopal Church.
That's how it all got started, because these guys didn't want to have Catholicism as the official faith of the land.
Thank goodness.
Yes, my God.
See, I told you, I'm a rebel.
All right. November 5th, 1872, Susan B. Anthony got fined $100 for attempting to vote in the presidential election. She got fined for being a woman.
$100
$100 on
this is what kills me when women are so arrogant and don't go to the polls to vote. Because what year was that?
It's 1872.
Yeah, that was only 100 years ago-ish and change. Well, 130. But this is a new thing for us. I mean, relatively in history, being able to vote is really new, and we should really respect it.
November 5th, 1911, the first American transcontinental airplane flight. It was from Sheepshead Bay, New York, to Pasadena, California. It took 49 days. In the first airplane that flew across the country to get across the country.
And the luggage should be there any day.
Yeah. Good God. All right. The re-election of Franklin Roosevelt, this date 1940, November 5th, 1946. John F. Kennedy became the youngest congressman ever to be elected to the U.S. House. He was 29. November 5th, 1963. The first ruins of anything that suggested the Vikings were here first, ruins of a boat found in Newfoundland, predating Columbus by 500 years. So the Vikings were here first. But that didn't get reported in the history books until after 1963.
Yeah, I think we knew that, though, yeah.
Yeah. All right, this day in 1968, Richard Nixon won election. Let's see here. This date, 1974, the first mayor was elected to this is the first elected mayor of Washington. Walter Washington became the first elected mayor of Washington. That was kind of interesting, wasn't it, huh? This date, 1986, Dick Clark went public with his production company, $350 million on the first day. How about them apples?
And it still does very well.
Good for him. Oh, yeah. Did you see the movie about Bobby Fischer that was out?
It looks like a good movie. I did not see it.
It was very, it was cerebral, to say the least. Bobby Fischer beat Boris Spassky on this date in 1992. But he was a weird dude, if you're to believe what the movie portrayed.
Paranoid, right?
Oh, yeah. Oof, big time. Let's see here. On this date, 1994, November 5th, Ronald Reagan disclosed the fact that he had Alzheimer's.
Oh.
Isn't that interesting?
All
the things that have happened on this day.
Yeah.
This day in 1996, November 5th, voters reelected Bill Clinton. Republicans took over both houses of Congress. Let's see, what else have we got here that happened on this date? Bobby Hatfield of the Righteous Brothers found dead in a hotel in Kalamazoo, Michigan, 63 years old, cocaine intoxication. I stayed in that room in that hotel about 3 months after, and I didn't know that was the room until somebody told me. I went to do a station visit there. I stayed in the hotel. I didn't know. There's not exactly a sign on the door, Bobby Hatfield slept here, or Bobby Hatfield died here. On this date, November 5th, 2006, Saddam Hussein, convicted of all charges, crimes against humanity, sentenced to hang by his neck until dead. And that happened December 30th of that year. Remember the picture of the guy with the cell phone? You saw him hang. When he went down the trap, you saw him.
Yep.
Wow. Wasn't that almost, that was surreal, wasn't it, when you think back to that? Really was. All these things happened on November 5th. Let's see, November 5th, 2011, Penn State University football coach Jerry Sandusky arrested after being indicted on 40 counts of sex crimes against young boys. And he's serving the rest of his life in jail. Isn't that right? You get 50 years or something?
He's gone.
And he's 60 years old, so we can see him later. So Meredith sent me a card remembering what happened on these various dates, the timelines of the year 1946, what happened. The first radar was used by the Army Signal Corps. We didn't have radar. You knew that, right? We didn't have real radar in World War II. We had some, we had a sort of the pre-birth of it that was used mostly by ships, but radar really wasn't perfected until that year. Let's see here. The first American-built rocket went up 50 miles in March of 1946. Did you know that?
I didn't.
Did you care about that?
You know, I read this article a long time ago about the first, I guess it was a radar-type system in some of the World War II bombers and how just rudimentary it was. And,
yeah, oh, yeah. And you had to turn a crank in order to make it work.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
Just the technology that these guys came up with, just basically MacGyver-like products. Yeah. It was unreal.
So, speaking of that, Richie, the electric blanket was developed in October of 1946.
My grandma thanks you.
Mm-hmm. Hey, by the way, electric blankets, oh, but they're bad for you. The research has found now that the radiation that comes from them, I slept for years because I had no heat in my room growing up as a child, and so I had an electric blanket in my room. And I slept for most of the first four or five winters up in that room.
With those big, thick wires running through it.
The wires were running right through it.
Almost like you had a blanket and then a fence laying on
top.
Yeah, right. An electric fence.
Yep. Let's see here. After World War II, 1946, veterans making use of the provisions of the GI Bill of Rights went to college in record numbers. Birth rates jumped to 1.4 million as veterans came back from the war. Let's see here. AT&T announced the first car phones in 1946. Alaskans voted in favor of statehood in 1946. Well, a lot of things happened here, Richie. The Chicago Bears won the Super Bowl. Did they have a Super Bowl then, or they just called it a football championship? When did Super Bowl start?
Super Bowl started in the late 60s.
Okay.
I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Say 50, 65-ish?
Looking at the cost, the average cost of living in 1946, for example, new homes, the average cost of a new home was $5,600.
Not bad.
In America. Average income in America was $2,500 a year.
Wow.
The average new car in 1946 cost $1,125. Average rent for an average apartment, $65 a month. Tuition to Harvard University was $420 a year.
Could you imagine?
Wow. 46.
You can't even buy a book for that now.
The average movie ticket was 55 cents. Average cost of gasoline was 15 cents a gallon. Postage was 3 cents. The cost of sugar, 75 cents for 10 pounds in 1946. Vitamin D milk, $0.70 a gallon. Coffee, 50 cents a pound. Bacon, 47 cents a pound. Eggs, 22 cents a dozen. Fresh ground hamburger, 40 cents a pound. Fresh baked bread, 10 bucks a loaf. All of those back to the year of my birth, 1946. All right. So there's enough of a historical perspective. And kind of fun to look back on some of those silly things. Back to the serious nature of discussions of what's going on in our country. We have with us a lady who writes for Newsweek magazine, covering the politics, the people who are running. And we're going to talk with Emily Cadell about Ben Carson. I'm sorry, it's Emily Kadai, I believe, Kenny, right? Kadai. With a focus on Ben Carson next up here on Good Day.
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
This holiday, there are a few things I can count on. My daughter will ask for a pony, again.
Please, 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 please.
Grandpa will tell one of his colorful stories at dinner.
And that's why I don't have a spleen.
And thanks to the Postal Service, my holiday shipping will be stress-free.
Make holiday shipping easy with free box delivery, free tracking, and free package pickup from the U.S. Postal Service. This is our season. Priority you. Free tracking and free box delivery available for select products. For details on free package pickup, visit usps.com/pickup.
This report is brought to you by Brookdale Senior Living. Is grandma sending you LOLs or OMGs? A new study shows that seniors who interact with loved ones using technology have higher life satisfaction, are more likely to be attaining life goals, and have higher self-rated health. However, the study Rewiring Aging, supported by Brookdale Senior Living, also revealed those 80 and over experience frustration and need assistance when it comes to using technology. Those who can't connect are often left feeling shut out, with 27% considered virtual shut-ins. Dr. Kevin O'Neill, Chief Medical Officer.
We actually had a situation recently with one of our residents. She wasn't able to get out to be with her great-granddaughter for her wedding, but the newlyweds were able to share their first dance because they had an iPhone and they used their FaceTime app, and the resident was able to come by to the dance. It really had a huge impact on our residents' quality of life and enjoyment.
To learn more about rewiring aging, please visit brookdale.com. I'm Sarah Luce.
All right, 46 after the hour now. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. We have with us Emily Cadet. I mispronounced your name, Ms. Cadet, and I apologize for that.
And that's okay.
I understand that you work at Newsweek and are covering a lot of the day-to-day political scene, Washington, presidential election, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You've been covering politics for quite a while now. So what do you make? I'm looking at the cover story this week. You write about Carson and Trump. Maybe we all pretty much know what Trump's about. What do we not know about Carson? What are you finding out about him?
Well, Carson's interesting because I think, for so long he really was in the public eye, but in a different way as this very celebrated doctor and philanthropist, and, was really highly regarded. I wanted to talk to, his colleagues and former coworkers back in Baltimore, where he worked for more than three decades. And they really had a different take that I think people are seeing on the campaign trail. I mean, some of the stuff we know about him, sort of his soft-spoken demeanor and, his very traditional sort of conservative up-by-the-bootstrap beliefs, those have always been there. But in terms of some of, the more controversial sides of Carson, they were very emphatic that he is not sort of a biased person, that he doesn't have a problem with people from different walks of life. He's always worked well with people from all sorts of different backgrounds. And so it was interesting to talk to them and hear more about his people skills and how not just respected he was, but really well-liked. People wanted to work with him because he was just a really good, really successful at bringing people together.
He does seem like a friendly sort, soft-spoken. As everybody, I'm not telling you anything that you haven't heard 100 times. Some of the things he said, suggesting that if you serve time in prison, you could be gay. I think he's stepped back away from that, has he not?
Right, right. Yeah, no, absolutely. And that's one of the things, that people I talked to said is sort of he's not used to this sound bite.
Well, yeah, but just so, yeah, but if you want to be president, you got to be
right,
thinking.
You got to adapt to that, right?
Yeah, right. Well, that's a shame because there's no room for mistakes anymore. It's kind of like there's no room for bad radio hosts. You can't practice anywhere anymore. You're expected to be good from the first day you go on the air, and that's the story with these people. And if they don't hack it, then, or at least that's the way it used to be. I think now it's changing with the advent of Carson and the advent of Trump. Bernie Sanders hasn't had the national stage like he does now, but on the Republican side anyway, there are surprises every day from both Trump and Carson. Do you get a sense that the two of them are actually friends?
They're friends. I think Trump has sort of started needling Carson a little bit more now that he sees that he's taken over in the polls. But I think that they have a respect for each other. I mean, I think most of the people on the stage respect Dr. Carson in terms of his medical beliefs, and that he's not really an attack dog the way some of these guys are.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think that we're going to see Trump and we're going to see the other candidates going after him more now that he's taken a lead in the polls, and it'll be interesting to see how he responds as someone who's not really, I don't think, very comfortable with that sort of confrontational part of politics.
Yeah. So let me ask you something about you. Emily Cadet, you write for Newsweek. A lot of times people are critical of those in the news media because they think there is a media bias.
Mm-hmm.
And in politics, that most of the reporters are Democrats and favor that side of the street. How do you respond to that, and how did that, if at all, affect what you wrote about Carson?
You know, I think that you always, obviously everyone brings their own perspective to their job and their reporting, but I've always found that being in a political environment, you're going to hear pretty quickly from one side or the other if they think something you write is unfair or biased. And so you learn to gather as much perspective as you can to get the fullest picture is what I always try to do.
Yeah.
And, you know, if that's positive or negative against someone or some group, that's the way it is. But I think trying to paint a picture and tell a story, a full story, is what I'm always trying to do. And that's what I was aiming for with Carson.
Good. Carson and Trump, and the focus is Newsweek magazine cover story written by Emily Cadet here with us on Good Day.
Paid monetary spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
The ball first, and quarterback will say hike. That's when the center puts the ball into the hands of the quarterback. Yeah. So what I do is I start tackling the quarterback unless he gives the ball to somebody else, in which case I'll try to tackle that first.
Gentlemen, what brings me to my next point, don't smoke crack.
We'll do it again, over.
Oh. Boom. Boom.
Laying down one night.
Say it, Doug.
I love this kind of stuff, right?
Good problem to a mom.
Big Head Todd and the Monsters.
Love this band.
Little boy, boom.
Hey. You and I have the same taste when it comes to this.
This is Muddy Waters, the old Muddy Waters song.
Boom. Boom.
You gotta come out. I felt so good when I'm moving to the thing.
It's from the movie The Water Boy. Any more sound from it, Richie?
Everybody hates me.
That's not true.
One man said he wanted to decapitate me. Nobody else thought that to be too bad if not he. It's cold. Now that's what I call high quality H2O.
Boom, 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 boom.
Boom, 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 boom.
Bang, 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 bang.
Bang, 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 bang.
I love the way you walk.
Hoo-ha-hoo.
I love the way you talk.
Uh-huh.
When you walk that walk and you talk that talk. You knocks me out.
out off my feet.
Bang, 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 bang.
Boom, 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 boom.
Boom, 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 boom.
Bang, 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 bang. Boom, 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 boom.
Bang, get ready.
Bang, bang, bang. Oh, 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 oh.
I'm actually just sort of accommodating you, Richie. All right, so anyway.
Thank you for that.
I appreciate it. I love this.
All right, dude.
Great.
All right, so the number one movie this week in 1998 was The Waterboy, an Adam Sandler flick, if I remember correctly. Wasn't it, Chucker?
That is right. And what's amazing about movies and TV and is that Adam Sandler is in the same profession as Daniel Day-Lewis. His style is just a little bit different.
Yes.
Those are two names you don't hear together.
That's very good, Chucker. All right, we'll have the Chucker Report movie news coming up next here on Movie Moments on Good Day.
Bang, 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 bang.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Sam's Club members get a savings book with over $5,500 in exclusive offers. Get set for the season with instant savings on kitchen favorites, like $3.50 off Chinette paper plates, $6 off Green Mountain Coffee K-Cups, and $3.30 off Reynolds Wrap Foil. Stop into Sam's Club or visit us online and get more for less this holiday with November instant savings. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I really need to ship something.
Staples has UPS in-store and all the packing and shipping supplies you need.
Great, but today's Sunday.
At Staples, you can ship 7 days a week.
Even Sunday?
Yep.
Saturday?
Mm-hmm.
Flag Day?
Yeah.
International Fanny Pack Day?
Seriously.
March 12th. Look it up.
Right now, get up to 5% cash back in Staples Rewards. Pack more, save more. Staples, make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchase made at third-party sites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, and coupons. See staples.com for details.
All right. All right, so Chucker, movie news that is of interest and import. We only want the important movie news.
Well, important that the newest James Bond film opens nationwide here in the United States tonight. It's expected to do around $75 million in its opening weekend. I say in the United States tonight because it's already opened in six markets last weekend, including England, which I believe it made $80 million last weekend. So far doing pretty well. Other news, Universal Pictures producer Steven Spielberg and director Colin Trevorrow currently working on a trilogy to Jurassic World. That means two more movies following the hit summer movie. Chris Pratt and Bryce Dallas Howard will return. You know, a lot of good films this summer, Doug, but I thought Jurassic World by far was the most entertaining summer movie released. And the box office proved that that statement is accurate as it made $650 million in the U.S. alone, which is a lot of coin for a franchise that's over 20 years old. One other bit of news, Brad Pitt signing on for a World War II thriller under the direction of Robert Zemeckis. As at this point, it's untitled. Interesting that Brad Pitt did the movie Fury a year ago, another World War II film, which was, I thought, quite good. He was really good in it. And Zemeckis, the director of Back to the Future, currently coming off the movie The Walk, which is one of his few box office disappointments. That movie really has done no business at the box office.
Angelina Jolie said that adopting her children was more important than marrying Brad Pitt. What do you make of that?
I have no comment on it.
Oh, come on. Of course you do. Come on.
She would have said that if she married me or Chuck.
No. You say that again, what?
I said she's an interesting person that makes some interesting statements. What else do you want me to tell you?
Nothing. That's okay. I just, like to throw a little bomb into the conversation every once in a while. And often it bombs. That's just that. 59 pass on good.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.